Muli po ako si John Mines, and I have the privilege to serve you bilang isa sa mga pastors dito sa Crossroads. I hope mag-enjoy kayo so far sa ating series sa Book of Ephesians. And ang prayer ko po is for us to know what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And nawa yung knowledge na yun, yung understanding na yun, will fuel ang ating affection towards Christ and towards His people, the church. Let's pray once again. Father, we need your help. Help me as I preach your word, and help me, help all of us to hear and believe and submit to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Isa po sa favorite animated movie ng family ko is yung Lion King. Familiar po ba kayo sa Lion King? Ang main character po doon ay si Simba. Ang tatay niya po, si Mufasa. Yung tatay niya ay pinatay ng uncle ni Simba and para makuha yung throne. And nung namatay yung tatay niya, inakala ni Simba na siya ang may kasalanan. Kaya namatay yung tatay niya. So he ran away and tagal siyang lumayo sa kanilang kingdom. Pero nung tumanda na siya, merong isang eksena ro na memorable. Nakita niya yung, parang naka-imagine niya yung tatay niya, and sabi ng tatay niya, "Remember who you are. You are my son." And yun yung nagano kay Simba na bumalik sa kanilang kingdom, and nakuha niya ulit yung kingdom. Sa passage natin, similar ito sa gusto ni Paul na malaman natin. Remember who you are. You are children of God. And bilang mga adopted children of God, nakita natin last week yung mga privileges, yung benefits. Maaring we are not aware of it, or maaring di natin alam. And sa book na Praying with Paul ni D.A. Carson, tinanong niya itong question na ito. What is the greatest need for the church today? Maaaring meron na kayong mga sagot sa isip nyo. Madaming possible answers ang kinonsider ni D.A. Carson. Pero sa endong introduction ng book na yon, ganito niya sinagot yung tanong. The greatest need for church today is greater knowledge of God. Greater knowledge of God. Yan ang gusto ni Paul. Na mga believers will know God deeply, intimately. Yan ang makikita natin sa ating passage na binasa ni Carlos kanina sa Ephesians 1 verses 15 to 23. And tonight po, matatapos tayo sa chapter 1 ng Ephesians. And so far, nakita natin sa verse 1 and 2 na ang salvation ng lahat ng believers, including Paul, is not by their own will. It's by the will of God. And Paul, binigyan niya tayo ng full details about sa sovereign work ng Panginoon sa ating salvation sa verses 3 to 14. That was last week. Ang sinabi doon sa verse 3, God bless us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The Father has chosen us from the foundation of the world, sa verse 4. Predestined us to adoption through Jesus, sa verse 5. Redeemed and forgave us sa kasalanan, verse 7. Verse 8, He graced us with His grace. And verses 13 to 14, He gave us the assurance, yung security ng ating kaligtasan. After praising God sa verses 3 to 14, now Paul prays to God in behalf sa believers. Believers in Ephesus. So Paul is praying that yung mga believers sa Ephesus will know God better, will know God deeply, intimately, and know who they are in Christ. Yan din ang prayer natin tonight, na makilala natin ang Diyos deeply. Bilang isang Kristiyano, that should be our goal sa ating buhay, to know God more, to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the higher view of God, the more we know God, the higher view ng ating worship sa Panginoon. And dapat po lumalalim tayo sa pagkakakilala natin sa Panginoon, and yan po ang main idea ng passage natin. We are to know God's blessing in Christ because it is the source of grace, wisdom, and power to live a godly life. Again, we are to know God's blessing in Christ because it is the source of grace, wisdom, and power to live a godly life. And dito sa passage natin, Paul model sa atin ng prayer upang makita natin yung benefits ng spiritual blessing natin kay Kristo. And Paul gives us yung three blessing na yun ng salvation sa kanyang prayer. So yung unang point is, praise God for His work of grace sa verse 15 to 16. And second is, petition God for His divine wisdom sa verse 17 to 19a. And third is, praise God for His great power, 19b to verse 23. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. Tapos tayo sa point number 1. Praise God for His work of grace, verse 15, 16. Let's read verse 15. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Ano po yung for this reason? That refers to previous verses. Verses 3 to 14. Ano yung reason na yun? Dahil sa ginawa ng Diyos. Dahil sa ginawa ng Diyos, for this reason, sa kanyang glorious work of salvation sa iyo, sa inyo, yun po yung reason. Reason saan? Reason, sa verse 16, that Paul, yun po yung verb natin doon, that do not cease to give thanks, sa verse 16. So, hindi siya, do not cease, it doesn't mean na walang humpay ng panalangin si Paul. Ang dahil po ron, it's a continuous remembrance ng mga believers, Ephesus. So, for this reason, ang blessing ng Diyos sa verse 13, 3 to 14, ang sinasabi ni Paul ay, nakita niya na totoo. At nakita niya na nag-apply sa buhay ng mga taga-Epheso. And isa pang reason dito is, nabalitaan ni Paul, yung for this reason, back sa 3 to 14 and forward, nabalitaan ni Paul about sa faith ng mga taga-Epheso and ang kanilang love towards the saints or towards sa mga believers. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, I praise God dahil sa evidence ng faith. Anong evidence ng faith? He praised God dahil itong mga tao na to, they loved one another. Crossroads. I'm thankful din sa Panginoon. I have witnessed namin yung madami sa inyo ay nakita ng evidences ng grace sa inyong buhay. How you care sa kapatiran natin during sa challenging season ng pandemic. Madami sa inyo nag-exert ng effort, and love towards sa ibang tao, even beyond sa kanilang limitation. Nagbuhay ng extra mile. That is very encouraging po. And this is similar sa sinasabi ni Paul. That is a display ng ating love. Love because of our faith in Jesus Christ. So we praise and thank God that dahil ito ay work of grace sa inyong buhay, sa buhay ng bawat isa atin. And I encourage you, lahat po tayo patuloy natin gawin to, not just for the season ng pandemic, but in every season ng ating life as a church. That is for the sake of Christ. It echoes yung sinabi ni Jesus sa John 13, sa verse 34 to 36. Ito yung malapit na siyang mamatay. Last night ni Jesus with the disciples, sabi niya, a new commandment I give to you that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That is a result ng ating pag-ibig kay Kristo. One way na makita ng watching world na tayo ay follower ni Christ, ang sabi niya doon, people will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. It's by loving one another as a church. Ang faith and love po ay hindi natin pwedeng pag-iwalayin. It echoes din ang teaching ni James sa Book of James. Ang main theme ng Book of James na pag-aralan natin last month is your faith produce good works. Your faith produce ng love. Hindi po natin pwedeng pag-iwalay niya. We cannot say na, I love Christ. I have faith in Christ without loving His people. Without loving the church. If you say you love Christ and ayaw mo sa church, something is wrong. Christ loved the church and He died for the church. Hindi po natin pwedeng mahalin si Kristo without loving the church. Ang book of Ephesians ay may emphasis sa glorious plan ng Diyos sa church. Tinawag ang church na body of Christ. How can we say we love Christ if we hate His body? So yun po ang clear, ang evidence ng genuine faith, ang tunay na faith, is love for the church. Lumang klaseng faith ito. Sabi sa verse 15, look at verse 15. Your faith in the Lord Jesus. So merong object. Hindi po ito blind faith. Ang idea ng faith na ito is hindi abstract. Hindi basta, just keep the faith. Hindi po basta ito. Merong object. Your faith in the Lord Jesus. Hindi po rin ito about gaano kalakas ang iyong faith. Hindi po ito sa gaano ka-intense ang ating faith. Ang basis, ang ground ng ating faith is yung object. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ang word na Lord is, we can translate into sa master. Ginagamit ito sa master-slave na lang na idea. And kapag tinawag ng slave ang master niya, it implies you are under his authority. You will do what he commands. We need to ask ourselves, do we have yung faith na yan, object sa ating Lord Jesus Christ? If yes, do we submit sa ating Lord and Master? So, yung pong faith na yon is objective, merong objective truth. And ang faith na yon is a saving faith. It's a transformative faith. Imula po tayo affection sa church, examine yourself, ask yung question na to, do I have faith? Do I have a saving faith? So, paano po natin madi-display ang love sa church? Marami pong ways. Serve. Marami tayong pangangailangan sa ministry. You can serve. Give faithfully, sacrificially, to provide ang need ng church. Encourage others, pray, build up. Ando po yan sa ating covenant, binasa natin kanina. Help sa mga practical needs ng ating mga kapatid. Alam po ba natin ang mga nangyayari sa ating mga kapatid? Or we know lang yung circle of friends natin dito sa church. We should know one another. We should know na ang isa pala nating kapatid ay wala ng trabaho for the last 3 months. Be more intentional. Kilalanin natin yung mga kapatid natin. Be more gracious. Be more merciful. More forgiving. So, anong motivation natin, bakit natin gagawin ito? Unang-una, for the sake of Christ. And dahil first hand. Ikaw mismo, you experience the love of God in Christ. When He brought you out to the darkness ng sin into His marvelous light. What a love. Also, mananotice nyo, sino pinasalamatan ni Paul? Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito is kapareho ng mga nauna niyang sinabi sa previous verses. It's all the work of God. I thank God. Hindi niya sinabi, I thank you. I thank you, Soy. I thank you, Ate Tina. I thank God. It's all the work of God. Your faith, your good works, is all result ng ginawa ng Panginoon. It's a work of grace ng Panginoon sa buhay ng bawat isa. Kaya naman, yun ang point natin. Praise God for the work of grace. Be thankful and keep praying sa mga kapatid natin na nakikita natin ang work of grace sa Panginoon. If meron tayong hindi nakikita na hindi maganda, huwag po tayo madaling maging mabilis maging kritiko ng isa't isa. Don't be so quick to criticize. Don't be self-righteous. Lahat tayo still struggle sa ating fallen nature. We are still in progress to be Christ-like. Ang church po is not, not na assembly ng mga banal na tao na perfect na tao. I mean, lahat tayo rito may mga flaws. And don't be quick na maging self-righteous and mag-criticize sa ibang kapatid natin. Lahat tayo nag-struggle, merong mabilis ang maturity, merong mabagal, but we are called to walk together, walk hand in hand. If nadapa ang kapatid natin, wait, extend your hand, walk together. We should look for evidence ng grace sa kapatid natin instead of being critical or being self-righteous. Extend grace, kapatid. Mga new member natin, kanina nakita natin dito ay that is the message din para sa inyo. We are not perfect dito. The more we stay together, the more na makikita natin yung kapintasan ng isa't isa. And that should be evident sa atin kasi we are still in the fallen world. Pero one thing na evident din is yung work of grace. We should praise God na nakikitaan natin ang grace, work of grace ang isa't isa. And that's the grace, means of grace din ng Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. Sa bawat tao na binibigay ng Panginoon sa buhay natin, ang church is a means of grace sa inyo. Let's be prayerful, kagaya ng sinabi ni Paul sa verse 16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Hindi nga po ibig sabihin ito ay wala nang ginawa si Paul kundi manalangin. Usual po sa mga Jew, si Paul ay Jew, ay meron silang prayer, time na prayer na 3 times. So, sinasabi niya po rito, lagi ko yung naaalala every time nagpe-pray ako. It's a constant practice ni Paul to pray ang mga believer. Especially yung church na pinuntahan niya. I do not cease give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. So, yun po yung ating posture ng heart natin. We should thank God sa perseverance ng ating mga kapatid and for their effort to extend yung grace and love kahit hindi perfect. Ang mga tao po sa paligid natin ay gaya ng nasabi ko, it's a work of grace, a means of grace ng Panginoon for you to grow, for you to be encouraged, and also for you to have the opportunity din to serve others, to extend love to others. Hindi po tayo consumer dito. Napupunta tayo dito. I want you to serve me. So that is means of grace. Meron ko opportunity to extend yung love, yung grace na yon. Yun ang pinakita sa atin ni Paul sa verse 15-16. Praise God for His work of grace sa bawat isa. And nang tignan naman natin ang petition ni Paul in behalf of the believers sa Ephesus, sa ating second point. That is, petition God for His divine wisdom. Verse 17 to first part ng 19. Sinabi ni Paul na he pray for believers constantly sa verse 16. Ano ang laman ng kanyang prayer? Look at verse 17-18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. Ano yung pinag-pray ni Paul sa believers? He prayed to God for the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Merong ilang interpretation ang word na spirit dito. But I believe ang spirit dito is the Holy Spirit. Because ang una, Paul is giving emphasis ng Trinity rito, work of Trinity, from previous verses and sa ating verse ngayon. And wisdom and revelation is connected sa Holy Spirit. Hindi po kayang ma-generate ng tao ito. So Paul is praying na magkaroon tayo ng deeper understanding by the work ng Holy Spirit sa atin and for us to know anong meron tayo in Christ Jesus. Yan po ang dapat na constant pursuit natin, to know more of God. Ang word na knowledge dito is means intimate knowledge. Hindi lang po ito na information. Hindi lang po ito na some trivia, some facts to my intimate knowledge. It's intimate. It's relational. Yan po sinasabi ni Paul dito. He's praying for believers na magkaroon tayo ng understanding, ng close, intimate understanding, knowledge about God, a relational knowledge about God. Kaya po sinasabi ko, hindi po ito head knowledge. Even the devil merong knowledge sa Panginoon. Kung maalala natin yung series natin sa Book of Mark, even the devil recognized Jesus is the Son of God. The devil recognized Jesus more than sa mga religious people. So, hindi po yun yung knowledge na sinasabi natin dito. Paul's prayer is that we might know God better. Tingnan po natin yung verse 18. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. Ang hearts, the Bible talks about the inner being, our affection, our mind, our soul. Yan po yung heart. Paul is praying na yung eyes natin may be enlightened. Para saan? So that, yan po yung result, yun yung purpose, you may know what is the hope to which you are called. Manotice natin, Paul didn't pray for practical needs. Hindi siya nag-pray ng mga felt needs. I'm not saying na masama po mag-pray. No? It's good to pray that, and I encourage, let's keep praying sa ating mga practical. Sabi sa Philippians 4, let your request be made known to God and give thanks to God. Pero Paul knows ang greatest need ng bawat isa is a greater, intimate knowledge of God. Paano natin i-apply yun? If you are struggling emotionally, wala kang kapayapaan, you're depressed, wala kang joy, wala kang contentment, what you want is a greater knowledge of God. A greater knowledge of God that you understand is the only source ng joy, ng contentment, ng peace. That's what we want. If you're struggling sa bawat araw, financially, hindi mo alam anong gagawin mo. Pray for your practical needs. But ultimately, you need a greater knowledge of God. A knowledge that He is sovereign. He is in control sa lahat ng bagay. And it echoes ang teaching ni Jesus. Do not worry. Merong rhetorical question si Jesus dun. Do you think ang iyong worry will add ng 1 hour sa life mo? We all know the answer. No. We should know. We should know, we should have ng greater knowledge of God. It applies sa lahat ng circumstances sa buhay natin. Gusto mo bago ang ugali ng asawa mo? Gusto mo babago ang kapatid mo, ang anak mo, ang magulang mo? Pray that God would reveal Himself sa tao. We can pray. At ang tao pwede magkaroon ng superficial na pagbabago. Pero hindi to lasting. We need God to reveal Himself sa bawat isa sa atin. Any circumstances, we need to know God more. We need to see everything sa buhay na to, sa mundo na to, in light, in the lens ng truth of God's Word. Maintindihan natin why ang mundo na to is ganito. At ang gulo. At walang kapayapaan. Even within our family, but walang kapayapaan sa ating heart. We need to know God more. So, I'm not saying na we stop praying ng ating mga immediate practical needs. Ang sinasabi rin ni Paul dito is, ito yung greater need mo. Don't lose sight sa greater need mo. Anong reason bakit ganito ang prayer ni Paul? Tignan ulit natin yung verse 18. That you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. Ang hope po dito is not a wishful hope. Ang idea ng hope dito is hindi po yung wish na the way we understand. Kagaya ng, I hope mapromote ako next year. I hope makita ko ng mapapangasawa ko. I hope, matapos na ang pandemic. So, yun po yung wishful hope, wishful thinking natin. Ang clear dun is, walang uncertainty yung hope natin yun. Pero, ano ba itong hope na to? Makita natin, this hope is from God. The hope to which He has called you. Ang hope na to is spiritual. Ang hope na to is eternal. Blessed hope. Ay, yung hope na yun ay yung promise sa verse 3 to 14. For the hope He has called you. He called you saan? Saan ba tayo tinawag ng Panginoon? We are called to be holy and blameless. To be Christ-like. We are not called para magtagumpay sa mundo na to, maging prominenting tao. We are called to be Christ-like. Ang gospel is to give us eternal life. To give us ng eternal hope. We are saved for eternity. So, dapat ang mindset natin is in light of eternity. Lagi ko naalala si Jonathan Edwards. Ang favorite quote from him is, Lord, stamp eternity into my eyeball. Wherever I look, ano man na nakikita ko, ipaprocess natin yan in light of eternity. If it will not matter sa eternity, you don't have to spend ng iyong lifetime sa mga bagay na gano'n. Pero, we know na ang journey natin sa life na to is a continuous struggle. Maybe right now, nag-i-struggle ka sa maraming bagay. Nahihirapan ka na and you feel na you want to give up sa iyong faith. You're tempted to give in sa sin. Maybe struggling ka na sa relationship. Struggle sa family, sa work. Maybe pagod ka na. Maybe hindi mo alam gagawin mo. Hindi mo alam ano bang kalooban ng Panginoon. Anong gagawin ko? Kapatid, I encourage you. You can have hope sa gitna ng sitwasyon na anumang sitwasyon mo. You can have hope. Maraming bagay na hindi natin maintindihan sa buhay na to, but as a Christian, we know how all these things will end. Alam na natin ang ending nito. We are all just passing by sa buhay na to. There's a greater life that awaits us. We know ang promise ng Panginoon. Ito ay eternal promises. You can have the confidence na God who planned, who ordained, who predestined from the foundation of the world ang ating future, ang ating kaligtasan, He will make sure na you will persevere until the day of the Lord. Pero until that day, dumating yung araw na yun, let's live with the gospel hope. Let's look at things sa mga nangyayari sa buhay natin with the gospel hope. Knowing na meron ka nito because you are in Christ. Know God intimately and know the hope that we have. Trust God's promises. Ano man dumating sa buhay mo, it's nothing compared sa eternity na pinangako ng Panginoon. Look forward to that glorious hope. We are God's precious possession. We are His inheritance. Tingnan natin yung first part ng verse 19. To know what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe. Ito yung isa pang reason that we need to know God more. So that we know immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe. Sa Ephesus po, ang mga tao doon, people are looking for divine power. They offer sa, merong famous na temple doon, one of the seven wonders ng time na yon. They offer sa temple ni Diana. Madami iba't ibang religion doon, very napaka-spiritual ang mga tao doon. May mga magical religion, mga ribulto, merong gawa ng ribulto doon, and that, kaya nagalit ang mga tao kay Paul. Kung mababasa niya sa Acts 19. na tinapalayas na nila si Paul kasi nasira ang business nila, ang business ng mga rebulto, mga Diyos-Diyosan, because maraming na-convert sa Christianity. And ang sinabi ng sinunog nila, sinira nila mga Diyos-Diyosan. So, ganyan po ang itsura ng Ephesus. Kaya makikita natin sa Book of Ephesians, ma-encounter niyo yung mga word na rulers and principalities in the heavenly realms because yan po ang konteksto ng taga-Ephesus. They are very spiritual, they are maraming false, mga magical, mga iba't ibang klaseng religion. So, yan po ang gusto nila. They want yung Diyos sa side nila. They look for divine power. Meron silang iba't ibang ways and beliefs. Paano makuha yung power na yun? They believe they can attain yung divine power by ganun niya, offering, by doing ng mga rituals. Pero bakit nila kailangan ng power? Isa po sa ano, dahil nga supernaturalist yung worldview nila, ang kaya nila dinidesire yun is magkaroon sila ng advantage and to advance themselves. Yan po ang ano ng mga taga-Ephesus. So, ang ginawa ni Paul, unang sinabi niya, makukuha mo ang power of God not according sa practices ng panahon na yan. Kung ano man alam natin ngayon paano natin makukuha ang power of God, it will not work. Dahil according to God, according sa scripture, ang power na to is available from God in Christ. Ang purpose ng power is not personal gain or advancement. It is to live a godly life and to battle yung mga spiritual warfare sa ating Christian walk. As we walk ng buhay natin bilang Kristiyano, marami po tayong pagdadaanan. And that power will empower you to walk on Christian life. Yan po ang power na sinasabi ni Paul dito. The power to live a godly life. Hindi po power to magpalayas ng demonyo. Power to honor God sa lahat ng area sa buhay mo. Power to share ang hope ng gospel sa ibang tao. Sa kapatid mo, sa magulang mo. Do you have that power? Do you practice yung power na yun? To honor God sa life mo. Do you have the power to turn away from your sin? Meron ka bang power to fight sin well? Are you fighting sin? If no, cry out to God. Cry out to God in repentance and ask for power. Know God intimately and better. God wants you to experience yung power to have victory over sin and guilt and to change the way you live. So, paano po natin makukuha yung power? Paano tayo magkakaroon ng power sa ating Christian life? Read God's Word. Paano natin makikilala ang Diyos? God reveal Himself sa Bible. Know Him from His Word. Ano yung mga practical na pwede natin gawin? Magkaroon tayo ng discipleship relationship. Ang dami po natin dito. You can arrange ng one-on-one. Grow in prayer. Pray more. Discipline natin yung sarili natin to spend time sa prayer. Do not neglect to gather with one another sa church. That's one way. Surround yourself with godly people. Isa lang yan po yan sa mga ways to know more God and grow sa understanding of God. And pinakita sa atin ni Paul, we are to praise God for His work of grace sa ating point 1, and we are to petition God for His divine wisdom na ma-open ang eyes natin to know more of Him, to know more of the power that we have to live a godly life. Now we are to praise God for His great power. And that leads to our last point. Praise God for His great power. Verse 19, second part ng 19 to 23. Let's read last part ng verse 19. And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe? According to the working of His great might, that he worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly place. Ang power na sinasabi ni Paul is the same power that God worked in Christ. Ano po yung mga work na yun? Sabi doon, resurrection. God demonstrated ang power sa resurrection ni Jesus. Ito po ay central sa ating Christian belief. Sabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians, without resurrection, ang inyong faith, ang aking faith, ang faith natin is in vain. Wala tayong hope without resurrection. Ang mga New Testament writer, pinakita nila yung fullness of God's love sa death ni Christ. Sa Romans 5:8. Pero ang main demonstration ng power ni Jesus ay sa resurrection. Sa Romans 1 verse 4, 2 Corinthians verse 13 verse 4, Hebrews 11 verse 19. Sabi ni Paul, death is the last enemy. Christ's resurrection is a display of God's acceptance of Jesus. Sacrifice para sa kabayaran ng kasalanan natin. It means, meron na tayong certain hope if you are in Christ. Na death is not the last word sa buhay mo. This is the last enemy, ang sabi ni Paul. We will live again in Christ, in power. Ano po yung second word? Sabi sa verse 22-21, God seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. It reminds us ng messianic fulfillment ng Psalm 110 verse 1, ang sabi doon, the Lord, Yahweh, says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Ang mundo na to are all looking for power, looking for honor, looking, nagpupursue ng title, ng authority. Pero sabi rito, God's power gives all authority kay Christ. That should give us ng comfort. That should give us ng confidence. That whatever situations na meron ka sa buhay Kristiyano mo, anumang persecution, anumang pagsubok, God is in control. Lord Jesus is the Lord of all. Ruler and authority dito man sa mundo na to or sa heavenly realm, lahat yan ay under kay Christ. This is the confidence na dapat meron tayo as we walk sa life natin as a Christian. Our Lord is Lord of all. He is reigning and He will reign forever. Ano yung third work na ginawa ron? Display ng power is in verse 22 to 23. Sabi ron, He put all things under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Dito makikita natin ang connection ng church to Christ. Ang church lang, or the called out ones lang, ang church po ibig sabihin, the called out, assembly of the called out lang, yun lang po yung body ni Christ. Not all creation. Meron pong specific. So this should make us think again. It should make us pause and consider yung church. Church is so important sa Panginoon. It should be important din sa atin. Christ fills the church. We are dependent and should be dependent sa bawat oras sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Hindi tayo nakadepende sa sino man, sa mga pastor o miyembro, sa programa. Church will survive and persevere because of Christ, the head of the church. That's how dependent we are sa ating Panginoong Jesus, individually and as a church. We are to walk in a manner na honoring sa Panginoon. He called us to be blameless and be Christ-like. He called us to be part of His body. We are to progress sa ating short journey sa life na to with total dependency sa ating Panginoon. Mga kapatid, persevere. Know God more and intimately. Then sabi ko na, we all know how this life will end. We all know. Meron na tayong picture. Don't be masidetrack pa sa mga nangyayari sa mundo na to. Don't put your hope sa sino mang presidente, sa sino mang politiko. We all know. And we will reign with Christ, yun ang sabi ng Bible. Friends, kung andito ka ngayon and you don't know Christ as your Savior, ang lahat ng sinabi ko will not make sense sa'yo. None sa sinabi ko is true sa'yo. Walang immeasurable power available to those outside Christ. There is no hope for you. There is no hope for those that separated kay Christ. There is no value sa buhay natin if you are outside Christ. God is extending ng grace sa iyo. God is calling you to turn away sa continuous rejection mo sa Panginoong Jesus. Turn away from your sins. Hear the gospel and believe. You will be saved. All of us will be resurrected. All of us, non-believer and believer. Lahat po tayo ay may bodily resurrection. But the question is, saan tayo mag-end? Two destinations po ang ating ending. Whether you believe it or not, you will face God the judgment. If you don't have Christ, sa katatakbo. Anong power na magpo-cover sa'yo? Christ provided everything for you to be saved. He lived in perfect life na kailangan mo para makatayo ka sa harapan ng Diyos. He died on the cross para sa kapatawaran ng kasalanan mo. And He resurrected from the dead. That is that. Yan ang glorious hope natin. He resurrected from the dead. God accepted yung offering na yung sacrifice na yun. And that resurrection is our certain hope, sure hope, na meron tayong eternity, na we will live again in eternity. I plead with you, kung wala pa kay Kristo, consider mo yung narinig ng gospel, don't harden your heart. Time will come, there will be no covering para sa'yo. If you are in Christ already, grow in the knowledge of His grace, grow in the knowledge of God, persevere. Makita natin sa Hebrews 11, cloud of witnesses. Hindi nila nakita yung promises, but they believe. Mga kapatid, yun ang cloud of witnesses na yan, maybe ang encouragement sa atin. We have a sure promise ng Panginoon. God that predestined us from the foundation of the world will make sure na mararating natin yung eternal hope na yan, yung blessed hope na yan on the time of the Lord. Persevere. Rely sa power na nanggagaling sa Panginoon. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Panginoon, dahil outside of us, there's no hope. By your grace, you gave us ng hope. You gave us ng power to live ang aming life in a manner na how you called us. You called us to be blameless, to be holy, to be Christ-like. Oh, Father, we pray na would you persevere us? Na anumang daanan namin sa buhay na to, remind us what is life. 50, 60, 70 compared to eternity. Father, give us a lens ng eternity sa buhay na to. And rely sa grace and power na nanggagaling kay Kristo. May we honor Christ sa aming buhay sa bawat araw dito sa church. May we honor you bilang iglesia to love one another, to display ang aming Panginoong Hesus Kristo. Muli salamat Panginoon sa iyong salita. And I pray sa mga kapatid, mga kaibigan namin na wala kay Kristo ngayon, na nasa andito ngayon, they think na their life is okay. They feel na walang problema sa kanila. Help them to think ang narinig nila ngayon. Help them to consider yung spiritual things. Help them to consider ang ino-offer mong grace sa kanila. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.